Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
I don't know why you're like that as a person.
Man, show some professionalism, man.
Oh, man. Next thing you know, you'll be calling viruses by their, you know.
Ethnic names?
Ethnic, yeah, they're ethnic names.
All right, what are we doing?
Yeah, I was going to say this. Yeah. That was what I was about to say. So, opening question, what are we doing, Kev? What's new? What's going down?
You are tuned in live and direct to Rap Sucks Radio. The funny thing is that after 50 episodes, I do not even know by heart what you say every time you start this.
See, man? You know what I mean?
Shows you how dedicated I am to paying attention to what's going on in the world around me.
Well, to be fair, you know what I'm saying? I've always wanted to have my own catchphrases since Kid Capri. Since listening to Kid Capri since I was young. So I don't expect people to keep on. So especially you, who really don't listen to anything I say. So there's that.
What was that?
All right, Kev. All right. So this is something different. So what are the people ready to expect from this Rap Sucks Radio?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because everything has gone to plan. We recorded our 50th episode, was our most recent episode. And my intention was that to keep the narrative tight, to just do 50 and be out. Just ride off into the sunset.
Soprano style.
Right. And clearly, we can't do that because we have now we are stuck at home with nothing else to do.
Yes, that sounds about right.
Fortunately for us, we still have internet, we still have electricity, we still have microphones. Unfortunately for anyone who is listening out there, we will continue to talk.
We will. However, on a much more regular basis, am I right?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. So our episodes are generally a extremely loosely planned hour of us sort of discussing the issues of the week, the relevant issues, and the super non-relevant issues. But since, you know, as of late, there's really only one main topic of discussion, what we're going to try and do is we are going to temporarily, hopefully temporarily, do a daily format. Yeah. You know, if nothing else, hopefully it just gives you just a brief respite.
Yeah.
From, you know, the rest of your toilet paper lacking, no face touching, non-COVID test having days.
Yes.
Okay?
All right.
So our intention is that, and we'll see if we can keep this up because we are not the most disciplined people in the world, but our intention is to record every day and post our episode the following morning. And this is going to be much shorter. This is not going to be an hour long, which is already in the podcast world like a commercial.
Yeah, basically.
Commercial-length, you know, program. We're going to do, like, maybe a tight 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I think.
Except for
clock has not started yet on this episode, but yeah, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's called In Here Tripping, since we are
in Here Tripping.
In Here Tripping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We doing a break? Are we going to do breaks in between?
I don't think so. I think we'll just go right into it because, you know, maintain excellence. That's the overarching theme, right?
Yes.
To our entire lives is at least an attempt to maintain excellence.
All right. Well, let's do it like this then. What up, y'all? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota. This is the In Here Trippin' series of Rap Sucks Radio. So go ahead and crack a can of Old Head Energy and let's get it started. Yo.
Definitely.
Kev, real quick. It will not go unnoticed that you added crickets to the last episode in post-production. That is something that I was not prepared for. All right. You styled on him a little bit. That was fresh.
Listen, because nobody has said anything, which convinces me that I may have been correct in my original hypothesis that the only people who listen to this podcast are on the mic right now.
How are we averaging 60 listens between just us two, though?
Because we because I'm teaching the Common Core to young Sakota, right? That means we each listen to this thing 30 hours, 30 times each. We spent 30 hours of our week on average listening over and over again to this podcast. But yeah, no, I took the episode, and you know what? I was not happy. I was not happy about constantly being made to feel that I could not say peace at the end of the episode in rhythm. And you know what I did? I said, listen, Kev, I call myself Kev, do not put up with this anymore. You need to show this guy who's boss.
Right.
And so I sneakily, like a coward, I took it and added the sound effect.
For what it's worth, I fell out laughing.
Well, I was hoping you would. See, it was out. Really only for you. It was honestly really, because even when I told you I played it for Wifey, and she was like, okay.
Yeah, dude. Well,
but I played it for her literally after I was listening to it over and over again, laughing hysterically, to where she literally was not checking on. She was not coming in to see why I was laughing. She was checking on my state of well-being.
Well, here's the funny thing. What's the last thing you showed to your wife and you thought it was funny, and she actually also thought it was funny? How often does that happen?
Oh, you had to take it back to like the Nixon administration.
I was gonna say like the first like 3 months of dating when you're just laughing at each other's jokes because you know you want to keep it going.
Right.
after everything's official, yeah, she doesn't laugh at anything that I show her. So yeah.
Peace to all the people who just got past the 3 months of faking it till you make it. And just decided to move in with your significant other.
Oh my
and
God.
Now this happens.
Yeah, exactly. You on your Instagram laughing at stuff that she is not interested in, trust me. Bottom line. Yo, speaking of things that I'm not interested in, I'm not truly interested in people's excuse for they homie Trump calling this Chinese virus. I just I'm not into it. But can I preface though?
Preface, deface, do whatever you need to do.
All right. Let me just set it off real quick. So of course the whole COVID-19 thing is in full effect right now. If you're in Cali, we're ordered to stay in the house, safe at home. I actually think it's a great idea, very good idea. Some people have their doubts or whatever, and their conspiracy theories or whatever. But either way, your leadership, I say thank God for state government in this country, because right now it's shining through. Federal government, or at least the leader, the commander in chief, is really a goofball right now. And you know what, man, I say that like as a person who tries to be fair with everybody. It doesn't matter if I hate a person. I try my best to be like, look, I can understand circumstances here or there. But either way, over the last couple days, during the press conference, your boy Trump decided to call COVID-19 a Chinese virus. Now, many people are defending this, right? And they're defending it in a way where they're not thinking it all the way through. So I'm just going to throw this out here. You're not really thinking this all the way through. You know what I'm saying? So here's a quick rundown for you. And this is what I've been saying to everybody. If you are a CEO of a company, right? A diverse company, and you are the CEO. You're not the owner. Now, remember, you're not the owner. You're the CEO, right?
Right.
And you're addressing them on COVID-19 or novel corona or coronavirus or however, you know, this scientific, whatever scientific name you want to go ahead and jump in there with. Do you call it in a professional setting the Chinese virus? Kev, do you or do you not?
Well, I would. Because I am an ignorant, racist, non-forward-thinking piece of orange basura.
And that, to me, that's the only way you would say that in a professional setting. That's the only way you'd say that in a professional setting is if you're trying to be a jerk.
Listen, because, man. You know? No, let's take a step back. I have a very solid affection. I wouldn't say a deep or unwavering affection because that would be false, but a solid affection for the city of Corona. I also have a deep and unabiding love for Corona beer. So even saying coronavirus causes me a little bit, just a little bit of internal pain. And we know that by all accounts, this originated in China.
Just as the Spanish flu did.
If I need to translate for you, China. But come on now. Come on, man.
I'm saying.
And the thing is that I don't even feel like people are defending him. People just feel the need to want to jump in and say, well, it actually did originate in China. That's not the point.
It's not.
That is, yeah. It's that people, there are Asian people, and I don't know for a fact, but I'm willing to bet that not all of the Asian people who are getting hemmed up in this country behind that ridiculous logic, I'm willing to bet that not all of them are actually Chinese in origin.
Like half of them aren't.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They didn't do it. They didn't do nothing. So when you are doing that and you're stoking the limited intellect of the people who are willing to believe that they somehow caused this, it's like, first of all, shut the fuck up.
Part one.
Yeah, and just stop it. And then if you're going to defend them, it's like, you know what? No, because I know, at least between you and me, like, and I don't know, I assume you were already sort of pondering this before I posted anything about this, but the post that I made was the closest thing I've ever come to, I think it's corny to incite, you know, or you know,
yeah, like threatening,
say anything,
on the internet,
that,
yeah,
anything threatening online, yeah, or whatever, right? It's like that's corny.
Right.
And so I, you know, the thing that I wrote and typed with my fingers and thumbs was, I tried to be as careful as I could to not be like corny,
right?
You know, with it in that way, like, you know, because, and even saying it on a mic, it's like, it's kind of corny. But I mean, look, if I'm out with my wife and my daughter and you say anything or come at me in any kind of way because I'm Asian, just because I'm Asian, I'm not thinking about what's happening.
Nah.
In the general global geopolitics of things, like, you, at the very least, you're gonna have to schedule an emergency appointment with the dentist the next day because they're closed because your dumb decided to get your teeth knocked out.
Right. And with this social distancing, I don't know how quick that dentist appointment is going to show up, by the way.
Exactly. So just keep your mouth closed.
But see,
about something that does not, it doesn't help anybody.
But see, here's the thing, just, though. People like to do this with racism and prejudice. They like to dissect it down to how racist is it, or that's not really that racist, or it wasn't meant that way, or that. And it's like, dude, just stop already. Just stop. People, right, comparing it to Chinese food. Like, fam, when you think of Chinese food, do you think of a destructive virus that is sweeping the nation and keeping people indoors because it might kill your grandmother? No, idiot. That's not what you think.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So trying to make the comparison doesn't make any sense whatsoever. People do this. You know what I'm saying? People do this with racism. They do this with police brutality. They do this with, you know, they always do this type of thing. So I'm like, think it all the way through. How your uncle or your cousins or your homeboys say it when you guys are drinking beer and chilling out or whatever. That's one thing, right? If you guys decide to call it Chinese virus, well, that's on y'all. You know what I'm saying? I would suggest not doing that around me. I would suggest, clearly, I want to make sure you understand, I suggest you don't say it around me. But if you're around your friends, go ahead and get it, whatever. I'm not here to police what you do and say. But if you are right. The president of the United States and or a person in a leadership position, I suggest you just stick to COVID-19 or novel corona or coronavirus. Like just stick to the scientific names of it, you know, SARS or whatever you want to do if you want to get busy with it. Just I don't understand why anybody doesn't get that point. To me, I'm like, how do you not get that? You know what I'm saying? It just is silly.
You have to understand the reality of what it is. And this is literally just in my head, in my mind, which is cluttered with a lot of that I assume and I hope that most people's minds are not cluttered with. But I am home with my daughter now most of the day. And, you know, if it's spring break, which it's about to be, or summer break or whatever, and, you know, we need groceries, we get in the car. I put her in the car seat. We get in the car. We go to the store.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, there are two reasons I don't want to do that with her. One, I don't want her to somehow touch something and get sick.
Right.
Which, by the way, she touches everything.
Right.
So if that virus is on something, she's gonna find out where it is and touch it. And she's a good kid, but she will touch it. Yeah. But I also don't want her there in the unlikely event that I have to knock somebody's teeth out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an interesting thing. I have to wait until wifey's at home to watch her so I can go out and get what we need, which is not that big of a deal, by the way, people. We are not going out and hunting and gathering. That's not what's happening. You are driving a half a mile to the store. and swiping your credit card and taking your home. Get the out of here with all that crazy shit.
Wait, I love some of my folks too, but I love y'all, man. Y'all my peoples, but I love how the like husbands are being credited with bringing home two cartons of eggs. Like, my husband found two cartons of eggs in the store. He went to the store. Yeah. Like, he didn't discover them. It wasn't like Legend of Zelda where he like moved a bush or nah. They were in the store. You know what I'm saying? He went to the store. You know what I'm saying? Literally shut you up about the eggs. I'm just trying to tell you, ladies. I love y'all, but that's
the same dude that's the exactly same dude that I said. I said, "Now we're south of Adams," and he was like, "Wait, what?" So stop. Stop.
Chill, man. Chill. Chill. You didn't hide nothing, and me neither. Me neither. You know what I'm saying? I just text my wife a picture of the receipt. Like, is this everything you needed? All right, I'm on my way home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Yeah, but the other thing about this is that, so one, if you think he's stupid, stop defending him. Because to me, what it is that the reason I still don't 100% believe that he crossed out the word corona, or the part of the word corona with the Sharpie and wrote in Chinese. Yeah. Like I don't put it past him.
Yeah,
but I, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I never got any valid proof of whether that was legitimate or not, so I never really ran with it. Like it doesn't seem.
Know, but
yeah, it seems a little off.
Guess what? It's on brand.
Yes, it is,
and. And that's the thing is that to me, all it is you think about the dude, right? And also think about the person that I spoke about earlier who just got finished going through that 3-month period of charming their mate and has finally moved in. And now they're stuck with that person. He is now stuck with this virus and this chaos.
Sure.
And this issue that he has to deal with and live with 24 hours a day, whether he goes golfing or whether he goes here or there, no matter which room of the house he's in, that roommate is there with him. So just like the rest of us, the calling it the Chinese virus is really just literally the, you know, the like the move. We all know the move. You're starting the argument for no good reason. Just because you don't want to be stuck in the house.
Well, it's also like this.
You with said, that person anymore. You know what I mean?
You said don't defend him if you know he's stupid. And I'm not defending him here, but I'm saying, right? You are a professional athlete. You just lost game 7 by 28 points. And the reporter walks up to you and says, yo, what happened? You know what I'm saying? I always laugh when they expect like a pleasant response. And literally in an election year, this man... of his own fault. Don't get it twisted. I'm not, you know, defending him. But literally in an election year, a nightmare scenario happens to a man whose election is really still on the thread right now. It's not like it's guaranteed or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I'm much probably to the dislike of a lot of my peers or whatever. I'm not really hell bent on stepping on dude. Just for the sake of stepping on dude. But I do like to make sure that it is pretty clear that this is the difficulty. This is what happens when you have a high-end position in the world. You need to be able to answer questions that are difficult in difficult times and remain professional in spite of the fact that everyone seems to have it out for you. And he seems to be incapable of doing that. You know what I'm saying?
He's
absolutely incapable
of doing
that. You know
what? You are so right. Because think about if there were sports reporters in the White House briefing room.
Oh, my God, dude. It'd be the worst.
And they were literally walking into the right... They are walking into the White House briefing room like the first day of spring training where they haven't seen the locker room in 9 months. They haven't been in there, man. They haven't had a press briefing.
Right.
So they're walking in there, and they're probably doing high fives and all that stuff, right? And then they sit down, and the only thing that's stopping them from trolling the shit out of this dude is that they feel a higher level of duty. But if it was sports reporters, oh my God, son! You're like, yeah! Because they did not ask him hard questions. Sister Yamiche... Alcindor, by the way, I don't care if she's related to Kareem or not, but, you know.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't test. Don't test. She didn't ask him a hard question, and he flipped the hell out. You know, the dude yesterday, he's literally like if you look up Anglo-Saxon American in the dictionary, his picture with the oh my God, I can't believe he said that face is literally the picture that accompanies the entry in the dictionary. He did not ask him a hard question.
I don't even think that question was
really trolling the shit out of him,
dude. But what's crazy is that sounds like the exact question that you would ask a president, right? What
exactly.
Do you say to
exactly.
families?
What do you have
that,
to say to your constituents?
Right, like I think that's right. A nasty question. Like, what are you talking about? This, it's not that hard. Like, I'm sitting there again. Notable. I talk a lot, so I tend to be able to come up with something to say. It's not always the right thing to say, but I always tend to come up with like you know press answers. While I'm watching television, but you know, like you were saying, like locker room stuff, I'm always like, guy, all you had to do was say this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you know, of a thousand things to say to the American people at that moment.
Right.
Most Americans, you know, God bless us, know that whatever you're going to say in that moment is just bullshit. We get it, man. We all get it. What else you gonna say, man? You can't put your hand up and stop the virus from spreading. So we know that what you're going to say is likely gonna be something that is comforting. You know, listen,
right.
Americans, to everybody out there, we're going to get through this. It's going to be a difficult time. We're not sure exactly what this is, but we have the best doctors in the world working on this. We have the best country in the world behind it, and you guys are part of that. We want to get you guys back to work as quickly as possible. We want to make sure your families are safe, and we are working actively to do that. And it's not going to happen overnight, and it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be a bumpy ride, but I promise you we're going to look back on this and recognize that the greatest country in the world made the greatest effort in the world, and here we stand. Something like that.
Trek life for president.
Or at least just Trek life to respond to difficult questions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Trek life for Judge Judy. I don't, it doesn't matter. Whatever.
It's just,
listen, man, what he doesn't realize is that the entire world right now, not just America, not just the United States, not just us, but the entire world population is Samuel Jackson right now. And all he needs to say is, chill out, I'm sending the wolf. That's right. All he right. needs to say.
Because I don't even believe half the stuff I just said. Like, I don't care if this is the greatest country in the world or not. I live here, right? Like, it doesn't matter to me. I'm just saying, like, you're going to say something that's comforting, and we all get it. I mean, a lot of Americans look at, a lot of times you get an argument about Barack Obama, for example, and then people say, well, he bullshit you a lot. And, okay, I won't argue with that. Barack Obama spoke very comfortingly, very comforting in hard times, you know what I'm saying, in difficult times in his presidency.
Right.
That's what you're supposed to do. That is exactly what you're supposed to do. What is he supposed to do? He's supposed to step to the podium and be like, yo, this is completely up. I don't even know how we're gonna fix this. It's a wrap. Everybody, man, mortgages is dead. Shoot your neighbor in the face. Take their property. It's a wrap. Like, come on, man. What do you think? What are you supposed to say in that moment? What do you say to your kids
exactly
when things are going wrong? For those people who think that a president is supposed to be, you know, brutally honest every time they speak. Okay, let me ask you a question. What do you say to your kids if your kids are suffering an illness that could take their life? Now you're sitting next to your child on their deathbed. Are you brutally honest? No, you're not. You're caressing your child.
Oh.
You're telling them it's going to be okay. Come on, man. Like, think about it for a second. All these people that beg brutal honesty, you don't give brutal honesty. Shut up. Shut up because you don't do it. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, all a president has to do, or a leader has to do in this position, is do what every stupid company email you've gotten about COVID-19 has done, which is try to give a comforting answer and let you know, look, we're on top of it. We understand the situation is difficult. We're working our way through it. And we have you in mind, first in mind. You know, we got this, y'all. Hold tight. You know what I'm saying?
That is what it is. It's, let's distill this down to a commonly understandable language. The other day when you came home from the store and you told your family, listen, I know you're used to using 8 squares. For the foreseeable future, I need you to cut that down to 6 squares. That is literally all he needs to say. I know it's hard. I know it's going to pose a challenge that on some days may be insurmountable.
Right.
6 squares.
6 squares. All
That's
right.
what I need.
All right, but we're going to shut it down because we're in here tripping for a short period of time. We got to make sure we get this timing yeah. right. Check it out, y'all. You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
DJ D Nice.
Yo, thank y'all for rocking with us. This is the In Here Tripping series, COVID-19 series. You know what I'm saying? Rock with us, man. We're going to be on daily. So rock with us daily on rapsucksradio.com and all podcasting platforms. We will holler at y'all tomorrow. Let's get it done,
tomorrow.
Y'all.
Tomorrow.
On the count of three, we say peace, Kev. One, two, three. Peace. Yo, you was on time. That was dope.
All right. Oh, my God.
We out, y'all. Peace.